the machine.
The result of the vote is as follows. Yes. 89 in favor, 61 against, and 20 abstentions. Having failed to obtain the required two-thirds majority, draft amendment A/ES10/L28 is not adopted. We now turn to draft amendment A/ES10/L29. A recorded vote has been requested. We shall now begin the voting process. Those in favor of draft amendment A/ES10/L29, please signify. Those against and abstentions.
The General Assembly is now voting on draft amendment A/ES10/L29. Will all delegations confirm that their votes are correctly reflected on the screen? The voting has been completed. Please lock the machine.
The result of the vote is as follows. 84 in favor, 62 against, 25 abstentions. Having failed to obtain the required two-thirds majority, draft amendment A/ES10/L29 is not adopted.
Pas arrêtez, j'ai des amis. Hey out there in Radio Land, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 on your radio, WRCT.org on your web browsing device of choice. It is 7 o'clock. That means it is time for the WRCT radio calendar. Here are some things going on in our fair city. Patterns can be found everywhere, from nature to science, art, and more. A new exhibition at the Pittsburgh Glass Center called This Is Becoming a Pattern is a collection of works by six innovative artists from around the world who push patterns in new directions. Pattern techniques have been used for thousands of years, adorning some of the earliest known glass objects. Through technical and creative innovations, patterns in glass have continued to evolve with each new generation of maker. Each artist in the exhibition uses a combination of color, tone, composition, and texture in a contemporary exploration of a traditional theme. This Is Becoming a Pattern is on display now through December 21st at the Pittsburgh Glass Center, which is located at 5472 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield Garfield. More information is available on their website at www.pittsburghglasscenter.org. The August Wilson African American Cultural Center presents Anna Bugisha, Warriors of Light, featuring the captivating works of Canadian-born, Brooklyn-based artists Tim Akamura. This exhibition marks Akamura's first major institutional solo exhibition and features a series of large-scale works, paintings, and installations. Tim Akamura imagines an alternate reality, a society that closely mirrors our own, which was once liberated and equitable, but is now experiencing a rapid descent into a state of oppression due to the rise in power of an authoritarian regime. It is under these conditions, in a shift towards a riotous dystopia, that an astounding development has occurred: the sudden appearance of a clandestine group of women warriors, freedom fighters guided by the Bushido, or Code of the Samurai, sworn to battle back the forces of persecution and injustice at all costs. The show is on display now through January 21st at the August Wilson African American Cultural Center, which is located at 980 Liberty Avenue in downtown Pittsburgh. For more information, please visit their website at awaacc.org. The Wood Street Galleries is showing Workflow, the first institutional solo exhibition of artist Jensen Leonard. The exhibit centers on a titular film that explores the velocity and momentum of blackness as it relates to the philosophical concept of acceleration, the notion that the only way out of capitalism is through its intensification. The show is on display now through February 11th at 601 Wood Street in downtown Pittsburgh. And you can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to enjoy their wonderful music, have a snack, and get yourself a beverage, if you so choose. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, number 339, which is located at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh's North Side. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can do that by giving them a call, 412-321-1834. Moving on to the concert calendar. Tonight, Pew 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 is playing at Preserving Underground, along with Decent Criminal and Latecomer. Tomorrow night, Mr. Smalls is hosting Knuckle Puck and Real Friends, along with One Step Closer and Arm's Length. The Venus Twins will be at the Roboto Project, along with Gloom Doom and More Than Adequate. Club Cafe is hosting Ads Live with Ron Mangone, Flash J, and The Real 250. Funhouse at Mr. Small's is hosting the Be Our Neighbor fundraiser featuring the Zells, Gina Gorey, and Georgia English. Soulful Femme will be at the Pittsburgh Winery along with Billy Price. That is a Toys for Tots benefit. Let's see. Spirit Lodge is hosting Christmas on the Moon along with Baby, featuring Moon Baby and Jonathan David Russell. Sorry, Christmas on the Moon Baby, featuring Moon Baby and Jonathan David Russell. Ugh. And Spirit Hall is hosting a psychedelic evening with SOS Light Show, featuring Astrology Now, The Garment District, and Melt. On Friday, the show to be at is at Spirit Hall, starting at 6. It's Mole Mania, Hardcore Against Cancer, featuring Concealed Blade, Dark Thoughts, No Time, Delco MFs, Illiterates, The Hell, Speed Plans, and The Rodillas. You know you need to be there. Mr. Smalls is hosting the Winter Wonder Ball, featuring Back Alley Sound, Normal Creatures, Dream the Heavy, and Hemlock for Socrates. Punchline will be at Thunderbird, along with Cahoney Concept, Another Cheetah, and Bradley. Endless Mike is at the Club Cafe, along with Lipcore, Black Guy Fox, and Alyssa Henke. Mr. Strawberry is at the Government Center with Bowl Cut and Dog Meat, and Cello Fury will be at the Pittsburgh Winery. Sorry, losing my place. On Saturday, Spirit Lodge is hosting the Suffering Christmas featuring Slim Forsyth and the Boss Stingrays, the Long-Haired Country Girls, and the 10th Ward Troubadours. Bouncing Souls will be at Mr. Small's along with 7 Seconds, Strike Anywhere, Catbite, and Blind. Preserving Underground is hosting Execution Day along with Speaking in Tongues, Trace Remains, Vindictive Malevolence, and Who is Jay? Matt Light will be at Stage AE. Farseek will be at the Roboto Project, along with Wasted Space, Hot Dog Water, and Break Run. Driveways and Eternal Boy will be at Spirit Hall, along with Goalkeeper and Old Neon. The Billy Price Band will be at the Club Cafe. Via Mardot will be at the Funhouse, along with Mirabelle Skipworth. Giovanni Orsini and the Inebriators will be at the Government Center, along with Tony from Bowling and Blinder. Slater Krampus will be at the Thunderbird, along with Amoeba Knievel and the Weird Paul Rock Band. And Dungeon Crawl is happening at the Brillo Box, featuring Damtone, Nonsight, Metria, Cutups, and Mr. Edgar So, on Sunday, Full Body 2 is at the Roboto Project, along with They Are Gutting a Body of Water and Gadge. And I think we'll leave it there. If you, your band, your artistic endeavor, your social thing, if you'd like it to be included in our radio calendar, send us the details at least 2 weeks in advance, please. Send it to radio-calendar@wrct.org. What else can I tell you? I can tell you that if you're in an emergency, you should call 911 if you can. You can text 911 if you can't call. Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMS text message to a 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a text call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it is unsafe to speak on the phone, to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 9, 1, and 1. In the message, include the address or location of the emergency and the type of help needed, like the fire department, an ambulance, etc. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you're trying to be stealthy, don't forget to put your phone on silent. Don't text and drive. Use 911 services only in an emergency. All that stuff. There's a playlist for the show available at our website, wrct.org. This is Nadja and Black-Boned Angel. Hey, perhaps you are wondering what you have been listening to, so I will tell you. That was a band called Ruin Lust. A song called Chemical Wind from their Dissimulant LP. Nubivagant, the band that I have been unable to pronounce for the, 3 years that I've known about them. A song called The Book of the Earth from Nubivagant. I don't know. Grand Banks before that, with that kind of acoustic-y thing that you heard. A song called From the James to the Kanawha, from a benefit compilation called Stop MVP. Artists from West Virginia, Virginia, and North Carolina against the Mountain Valley Pipeline. You can pick that up on Bandcamp. I highly recommend it. It's both enormous and high quality. We start off with Nadja and Blackboned Angel with Christ Send Light. And now you're all caught up. Hooray! This band's called Mutant Supremacy.
Yeah! listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Doctor, esta prescripción dice genérico.
Sí, usted tiene suerte. Hay una versión genérica de su medicamento. Es aprobado por la FDA y es igual de efectivo y seguro, pero cuesta menos.
Los medicamentos genéricos son aprobados por el gobierno. Son de la misma calidad e igual de efectivos y seguros que los de marca, pero suelen costar menos.
Un dólar ahorrado es un dólar ganado.
Hable con su doctor, su farmacéutico o vaya a fda.gov/genéricos para más información.
Hey there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 on your radio. Maybe you're listening on our website at wrct.org. That's good. Band called Sky Pig there. The title track from their album, It Thrives in Darkness. Seltsame Erden before that with Zvigstalt. A band called, I'm going to say, Utgarur. Before that with the title track from their album, Fire Smoked Upon the Wolf's Back. Start off with a band called Mutant Supremacy. Song called They Came With Fire from a split 7-inch they put out a little while ago with Cardiac Arrest. So, yeah, that's what you've been listening to. It is 2 minutes after 8 o'clock. This band's called Cattle Decapitation.